You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Extant, the UK's leading professional performing arts company of blind and visually impaired artists, is continuing to lead the conversation around accessibility in the arts. Returning to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe this summer in collaboration with Underbelly, the principal venue partner, which will include free enhanced shows as well as a new visually impaired-led showcase on the 18th of August 2026, spanning theatre, comedy, dance and much more besides. Joining me now here on RNIB Connect Radio is Dr. Maria Oshodi, Artistic Director and Chief Executive of Extant, to discuss the maybe changing landscape around accessibility at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe and the, I suppose, representation of blind and visually impaired artists at the Fringe too. Hi Maria, and great to have you back with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi Toby.
I'm not sure if I'm right here, but I think the first Extant show that went to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe was back in 2007 with the Effing and Blinding Cabaret. And I think in 2022, you celebrated the company's 25th anniversary by helping Tom Skelton and Amy Bethan Evans to take their shows to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe too. And of course, following on from the great success of your 2025 programme, you are back this year with the free enhanced shows and the showcase on the 18th of August at Underbelly. And there's obviously much more, I think, happening as well. Maria, when you look back at taking Effing and Blinding to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe back in 2007 and everything that is happening this year, how much do you think the festival has changed around the sort of landscape for accessibility and the representation of blind and partially sighted performers?
Really interesting question, actually, Toby. And thank you very much for reminding me of 2007 and our slightly kind of anarchic visit to the Edinburgh Festival and Theatre Workshop, who were hosting a lot of disabled artists at the festival at that time. And just to put things in context, I mean, that venue no longer exists. And so the hub that Theatre Workshop created for visually impaired and disabled kind of presence at the Edinburgh Festival, which, I mean, some people might argue ghettoized disability, but others might argue offered, you know, a safe and inclusive and accessible space for disabled performers to regularly showcase their work at the festival. It's no longer there. And we were programmed as part of the Degenerate Festival, which was sort of the off fringe disability sort of take on the whole Edinburgh sort of performance focus back in 2007. And it was great actually to be part of that and to have one of our fellow compadres, Lynn Manning, had brought their show back to the Edinburgh Festival that year, Waits, which we had premiered in 2005, and got that show profiled so that quite a large scale producer brought that show back in 2007. So we were there at the same time that Lynn Manning was there, but we took, like I say, our own cabaret, which we presented in the dark at Theatre Workshop. And it was a wonderful kind of experience because we did everything on the fly, very, very cheap. And yet we felt like we really supported some, you know, our fellow international artist while he was there. Plus we brought in, I think we sold out that cabaret. But it was very different in a way now, sort of 20 years on, when the presence of disabled artists has to be sort of kind of carried out in a less sort of supported environment, off your own bat. Often it's solo artists that, you know, take their work there, supported sometimes by theatre, sometimes it's self-funded. And this is not the only disabled showcase that there's been at the Edinburgh Festival, but it certainly is the only one that the kind of supports and is kind of parenthesising visually impaired artists that has ever happened. And like you say, rightly, it's on the back of 2 years worth of consistent work that Extant has done, trying to develop audiences, visually impaired audiences at the festival. And we made an inroad last year by supporting 30 to 50 shows with some form of accessibility for visually impaired audiences. And we also worked with our colleagues at VIX, which is Visually Impaired Creative Scotland, led by the wonderful Kieran Saeed, to create audiences and develop audiences in and around Scotland to come to those shows. And then at the same time, we were enhancing shows. So working with small scale theatre companies to build into their performances and create affordable elements of access that aren't necessarily audio description, because often that can be quite expensive and take quite a bit of time. But for smaller companies who want to do something, we were kind of giving them tips about how to do that. And so Vic supported us with audiences to bring in for those enhanced shows. And that's what we're running again this time at the festival. But we're actually increasing our output in terms of supporting venues to encourage their artists to sort of embellish their work with access for visually impaired audiences by now working with Underbelly as well as Zoo, and also the Assembly Rooms and the Pleasants have committed to doing more. So that's a wonderful thing, and it's increased, you know, from 1% to 12% the level of accessible shows at the festival for visually impaired audiences. And then alongside that, we have got the showcase of the visually impaired artists and their work, which will be opening up to the public to purchase tickets, but also to inviting industry, you know, producers and programmers, hopefully to get to know those artists' work and to offer them, we hope, you know, more profiling and presenting opportunities at later stages down the line.
And what's the sort of response when you approach sort of venues and companies? Because I think you sort of slightly mentioned there that some of them might sort of feel a little bit scared about putting on access because they're thinking about, you know, sort of possibly wiping out their sort of Edinburgh budget with providing audio description. But there is a lot that they can do that doesn't have to break the bank, is there?
Yeah, completely. We've through our artist development manager, Louisa, who's produced the showcase, is producing the showcase. Louisa's created a wonderful guide called The Ladder of Access, which is available through our website and also through the Fringe Society's website as well, which kind of gives a guide, a tool kind of kit to what you can do, from just some forethought around describing yourself on stage. And often that's something that can be brought into shows, because performers at Edinburgh often are engaged in a style of show that addresses their audiences direct. So all sorts of things can be retrofitted in terms of access if you're thinking about a visually impaired audience, and without interrupting or disrupting the show too much. And then, you know, you can move on to other forms of access, which are maybe a little bit more involved, right up to audio description, which, as you say, can be expensive, but, you know, is something that a lot of venues do support. But if we offer venues and artists this whole range of options, which sometimes can make the whole difference between being able to follow a show and then losing that understanding because something very small hasn't been adjusted, which could make all the difference to a visually impaired audience. When we offer that to artists and venues, suddenly it becomes something that is doable, that people really want to engage with. They really want to make their work accessible. You know, people aren't deliberately exclusive. They just haven't thought about it. So when we kind of crack open that shell, suddenly all sorts of possibilities, you know, are then available. And, it, you know, people are really happy to do what they can.
And Maria, I think you've been quoted as saying that Extant will be disrupting the status quo at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. And I wonder, do you think that, you know, sort of festivals like the Fringe and others need to be disrupted and possibly challenged about their access provision?
Completely, because like I say, we're proving how easily it can be done just by thinking laterally. And that disruption doesn't mean that you're going in there just throwing hand grenades around. You're actually just making people's thinking a bit more flexible and showing that it makes all the difference. There may be other interventions that we're working on that could be, that are in development. We're not sure quite how much to say at this point, but there could be other things that we're bringing that might be playful disruptions. But over and above that, the key message is that these sorts of interventions are our job to be foregrounding. And it's a responsibility, I think, of progressive thinking artists and venues to want to take this kind of work on and access on, because it just brings in more audiences. And that's ultimately what everybody wants.
Indeed, indeed. And I suppose thinking about sort of technology that's around, I mean, many of us as blind and partially sighted people are using AI. We've probably all got our AI glasses kind of stuff and things, the blind glasses, as I call them. But what are your thoughts around AI and AD? Can they work together? And is that something that Extant is looking into?
Well, that's a very interesting question. And that kind of ties into what I was alluding to earlier about playful interventions, and we're in discussions at the moment with potentially the providers of this kind of equipment to see what we possibly can do. So I would just say tune in and keep your ear to the ground, because there could be more coming in this direction. I have experienced some AI kind of beta experiences of access, which I think can do a job. They often have a flatness around them. I think that, you know, things are developing all the time. I wouldn't cancel that out, but we're also very much interested in terms of audience development and engagement around how audiences get to venues. I mean, you know, your whole experience of culture and the arts is not just the product that you experience when you're in your seat or whatever. It's your experience as a visually impaired person. Where is this place? Can I get there? What will it be like when I walk through the door? And that this can be the deal breaker about whether you go, you know, you go or not. So if we can get some of these technologies also to assist in that aspect of things, then we're as interested in that as a company as, you know, the artistic product.
And I must also ask, how do you feel both Tam Gilbert and Ben Wilson have done as the first extant trainee artistic directors? And will there be more TAD opportunities with extant in the future?
What can I say? I mean, you know, they have been really awesome contributions to the extant team. It's been really wonderful to have other visually impaired creatives involved right at the core of the company. They've both had 15 months each in which they have kind of got to grips with a lot of the operational activity in the company, a lot of the exploration that we're doing as a company around our transition from my leadership to a new structure. And they've also been engaged in producing their own pieces of art that have gone into R&D that we've supported, and that they've managed to, you know, move on in their creative development. And we've brought their audiences in to feedback on that work. Tam's was very recent, only last month, with a really interesting piece called Mark in Time, which is about visually impaired people in prison. And that looks like it's, you know, it has had some great responses and will have another life for sure. So it's been great really having them around. And thank you for asking about the other opportunities that we've got, because we've just today gone live with a whole package of new roles in the company that we're advertising for. So please, everybody, visit the extant website on our homepage. We're encouraging absolutely visually impaired people to apply for these roles, specifically an operations director, and then we're creating something called the Extant Hive, which will lead the company from 2027. And that is, there are two performing arts leads and one innovations and partner kind of lead. So please, anyone who's interested, visit the Extant website, share with your networks. We're recruiting, recruiting, recruiting.
Finally, Maria, 2027 will see, I think, Extant celebrate its 30th anniversary. Will you and the company be doing anything to mark this occasion?
Yes, we will. We're going to be holding a festival for visually impaired talent, innovations around wayfinding, really how we transform festival frameworks to suit the participation and engagement of visually impaired audiences. That's something that's never been done before. And also we will be holding the A State of the Nation Symposium on Audio Description with our partners Vocalize and Quiplash. So there'll be more, but that's very early stages, but we are working towards that for the first quarter of 2027.
Well, to find out more about Extant, their Edinburgh Festival Fringe programme for 2026, and also those opportunities, do go to extant.org.uk. And thank you very much indeed, Maria, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about Extant's programme for the Edinburgh Festival Fringe 2026.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.